That's where his trust is. Jesus, though, is asking a deeper question, isn't he? What do you trust to give you life? What has hold of our hearts? I can't say. Money? Property? It's quite easy in this part of the world, isn't it? Reputation? Future plans? Dare I say, even our understanding of God and the Bible and the church? Our homes? Whatever it is, Jesus comes to us in love. Open your hands again. And says, can you trust me with this? Can you trust me with this? Sharing is a good thing, you know, but as followers of Jesus, we don't do it to be nice as such. I hope you are, though. We don't do it because it's a good thing, which it obviously is, or it's good manners. We're saying when we open our hearts and our lives to God, when we are rich towards God, we are saying, Lord, my security, my trust isn't what's in my hands. It's what's in yours. That's where I want to be. That's the difference between the rich man, this rich fool, and a disciple of Jesus. The rich man built his bigger barns because his whole life was wrapped up there in what he owned. It's not about bigger barns for the follower of Jesus. It's about bigger hearts. Trusting the God who is love, the one who can be trusted in every circumstance. And I know by saying that, I know sometimes it gets very shaky. Believe me, I'm speaking personally here, it can get very shaky. And the Bible is, mercifully, is full of people who find trusting in God, not always an easy ride. This is why they complain and they wriggle and they scream and they doubt and all the rest of it. And that's not wrong. That's how it gets when you've got a real living and loving relationship with someone, isn't it? That's what it's about. And the temptation to do this, again, just making sure you're awake, you know, is strong. And we may need the help of others around us to keep us like this, open, even with gritted teeth. So perhaps the prayer that we have today is just basically this, folks. Lord, my life doesn't depend on what's in my hands. It depends on what is in yours. The one truth. In a moment, Mike is going to lead us in a time of prayer. And you've got those stickery things. There we are. Wave it around, Janice. There we go. You've got them there and a pen. And you're going to draw something on there that is precious to you, that you can't envisage your life being without. Now, that's a hard one. I know that. And it's not as if we're saying God is imminently going to take that away from you or anything like that. We're simply praying, Lord, never help me never to hold on to this so tightly that I lose my hold on you and loving you and others as you do. That's the key thing about this story. We don't want to be possessed as such. We want God in Jesus and his love and mercy to possess us. And then we can move on and intercede for others.